What does it take for us to shift our way of being? In this audio, Bob Dunham talks about the misconception that information alone can change our lives, and what questions we might be asking for deep transformation.
One of the breakdowns of our culture is we are very action-oriented. I mean, you go out there and we're now in a media saturated world. You know, everybody's got the 5 secrets of success and the 10 steps to, you know, vitality. You know, and you look around and you say, my God, how do you navigate in all this information? And I've noticed that people who do personal development or what's called transformational learning or these kinds of things sell information products. And that's kind of a symptom of the challenge that I see and that we see, which is people are in a cultural moment where we think if we get information that will change our life. And it doesn't. It's a great sale. It's a great hope. But what does it take to actually have a fundamental shift? Sometimes that blinding insight shifts everything and has power. But for most people, it's not one thing. It's, yes, you should eat healthy. How do you do that? You know, having that insight doesn't make it happen. And so that's part of the challenge that I've seen in working with this integration of this theme of living a fully alive, good life and integrated into pragmatic action in the world. So in our tradition, we ask certain questions rather than how do I do this? Give me the steps. We ask the question, what? My teacher, one of my teachers, pointed out, if you don't ask the question, what, first, you may not even be dealing with the right entities, the right distinctions, the right perspectives. And so what are the questions that we want to answer for action in the world, meaningful life, powerful contribution? And the question we started with, that I started with back in the 1980s, is what is action? And there was something very interesting in that question. I'm going to move to an answer here. But we found we couldn't really finally answer that question with power without another question. And that question is, what is a human being? What is it to be human? Now, I introduce this question at the beginning of every talk and every presentation I do. It used to be something I was afraid to bring up because I know the reaction is, oh, Bob's gone woo-woo. You know, this is irrelevant, philosophical. We're going to go, we'll wait for him to get this over so we can get to the good stuff. But this is why I'm bringing it up first and why I'm saying it's so important. You're living an answer to that question already. You have a default answer to that question. And it turns out we have a default answer to a lot of important questions. What is a human being? What is a good life? What is action? And most of our default answers of this sort we found in our culture today are either shallow, missing, incomplete, and yet the way we tranquilize ourselves is give me the 5 steps to action. And without paying attention to these bigger questions. Why do we want to answer these bigger questions? So we're paying attention to the right things. So this is setting a context. The most important thing we can do in our leadership, our coaching, our life, our relationships is to pay attention to the context in which we're doing it. Because if we don't, what we're doing is voraciously consuming more and more content and then wondering why it doesn't work. Because if you don't have a powerful context, it's not going to land for you well. We found this true with leadership, with teamwork, with organizational performance, and with people designing a good life. These are not questions to be satisfied with a blog post. These are questions to live with for a lifetime. What do I care about today? What am I committed to today? What do I want to contribute to others now? Rather than being in some context that I have a mortgage and a to-do list and maybe when I retire I'll have a life. That's a tragic story and it's too common. And so what I'm trying to share in this conversation is the incredible power we have as human beings that our culture has not taught us to be aware of and pay attention to design a life, to choose a life, to decide if how we want to play in the we space with people. We might call that leadership, we might call that service. And in the world that we live in with other human beings is a product of all these choices. And to what degree do I want to take the choices that I have, the new awareness that I have, the new possibilities I have to create new conversations, because all action are shaped by prior conversations. What can I do to open new conversations that would produce a more loving family or a more satisfying life or a more powerful career track or a greater contribution in the world? That's all possible in this context that we call generative. But it's about connecting to these deep wells of our birthright as human beings, not filling our heads with new concepts.